That's the latest song, Virginia and Jeff Floyd, Now That It's Over. Hey, welcome everyone to Soul to Soul. Let's talk with the lady songbird, Jinda Harris. Hey, Jinda.
Hello. Hello, hello, hello. How everybody doing out there? It's beautiful, beautiful Thursday. Man, oh man. You know, these 3 weeks have gone so fast. You know, the first week is amazing. Second week is amazing. Third week, we have the awesome, awesome Big Steve in the building, and we're definitely going to have a great, great, inspiring conversation with him. And WB, I just, every week I have to thank you so much for allowing me to do my show on your podcast. And I thank you so much for always the continuous and love to give to the Lady Songbirds and the Team Songbirds. So, thank you so much.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Now, I'd like to introduce to some and to many the amazing Big Steve is in the building. Y'all give him a round of applause. Yay! So, you know, I like to get right to it because, you know, this is 30 minutes, you know, and my platform is solely made to inspire us upcoming artists and people just like us. So can you just first by introducing yourself to everyone out there that does not know Big Steve?
All right. First of all, I want to thank you, Jinda, for having me on the show. Okay. It's a blessing. And my name is Big Steve out of Greenville, South Carolina, representing Everything Entertainment. And I've been in this game for probably about 30 years, but you know what I'm saying? Behind the scenes and stuff a lot too with writing. I'm also a poet, a painter, singer, songwriter. And got my start here in South Carolina, started out gospel, done R&B and spoken word poetry and also doing paintings and expos and stuff. But it's just been a blessing. I love the journey. I love what God has for me. We're all about peace, love, and joy and spreading the culture and getting back to what music was all about good, soulful sounds that inspire, resonate in the soul. So I appreciate you, my sister.
Well, I appreciate you, too. I mean, you know, we met each other a couple months ago when we first moved to Georgia. And right. you have been very nice since the first time, just a real, real person, first time meeting you. And, you know, just a sweet person. And I, you know, me and my husband, we really, really love your friendship. So thank you so much. I noticed that you left one key thing out, that beautiful painting right behind you.
Yeah, that's
true. Hold on, man. You're an artist and all around. Come on, explain that.
Well, art is my first love. Like I say, my father was a spoken word, public speaking. My mother was a visual artist and she paints wrote music and stuff. So I encompass all of it. But the piece behind us is entitled Away from Darkness. And it's about being delivered, the pull between the world and spirituality and good and bad. And I was painting the picture and at the same time, one of my inspirations and sisters, Angie Stone passed away. Some of my affiliates, my engineer, he actually works with her and I was supposed to meet her, but I didn't get the opportunity, but her music touches my heart and my spirit. So when I was painting it, I saw her face. So I started painting her on there as one of the angels. The song Brother, it kind of speaks to me. So if you can see the painting, she's kind of pulling the guy away from the world and covering him and stuff. But I'm just all about doing and creating things that inspire, it be music or artwork.
Absolutely beautiful. You know, me and my husband, we still wait on our painting.
I got y'all photograph over here too. I'm working diligently on getting some pieces out because we're going to do some art shows in August and everything too. So I do a little bit of everything. A Renaissance man.
Oh, man, that is so wonderful. You know, we need to definitely get back to the time. I don't know if you remember like on on Love Jones, they actually had like a part where they had somebody doing spoken word and then someone on the stage at the same time.
I'm gonna get you down on that. We do all of that. I do shows like that as well. Yeah.
So, you know, my thing is, you know, when it comes to music and being an artist, how do you set a time both times? You want to, you know, you're on the stage performing and then you have another hat as being an artist as well. So how do you actually have that balance? How can you do that in your day-to-day life?
Well, sometimes it can be complicated and sometimes not. I let God lead me on that. And a lot of times, like, my house is set up like a studio where I have my art easels and my recording studio. And so I'm painting and writing and recording at the same time. And then when the actual shows and performances come along, we just go with that and everything. So, it flows together. I mean, it's an anointing. It's a calling for me. So wherever my spirit is led to go for us is music or art. That way you.
Wonderful. Well, you know, in this music, you know, we are always influenced by some. Name some of the people that influenced you to pursue music.
Wow. I'm influenced by all music from Lee Williams to Mahalia Jackson and, you know, to Betty Wright and Isaac Hayes, Barry White. I'm a baritone bass. So my style of music, you don't really hear. Well, my tone of music and mainstream is much, so it's a different fresh air from everything. So, but definitely Luther Vandross and all the greats that we came up listening to, you know, and from Isaac Hayes to, I mean, all of that. I mean, I come from the era, and you do too, Jinder, where music it inspired and it resonated, it sparked the mood. And when you heard it, it took you places. So that's the vein in the context of music that I like to create, where you can put it on and it's just timeless and refreshing, you know.
Now, are you drawn to more of a specific genre of music, or are you open to any genre?
I'm open to all genres. I grew up listening to jazz, to classical music, from bop to gospel, to rap. I used to be in a hip hop group called The Elements that was big in South Carolina, my area, and poetry from Gil Scott Heron to Nick Giovanni to Saul Williams. I mean, I'm eclectic. I just go with the flow of the rock music. I love rock. I love White Rock, Hall and Oates, you know what I'm saying? Journey, all that stuff.
And
Simply Red. I grew up, I mean, I listen to a little bit of everything. So, you know, and you'll hear that in my music. I sing on Southern Soul platform. I'm a Southern Soul artist, but I'm a soul artist. I'm from the soul, whatever moves and inspires, but my thing is about love, you know what I mean? That's the thing.
Now, do you have any special training that you had, like, in the past? Did you go to school for it? Did you have any special skill or training?
I've had musical training, and, you know, but a lot of my stuff, I just go with the spirit. Now, like I say, I've sung quartet in church, and I've had music classes and stuff like that. But I found some of the greatest artists, though, they come from the spirit. It's some things you can't really teach.
That's right.
You can tighten up and tone up, but if you have an anointing or gifted on what you're doing, it's pretty much, it's going to be from the spunk, the soul, and too many people can teach a lot of that. Like, well, they got that calling, that anointing on. Yeah.
Now, you told me that when you first met me and you heard me sing. So I do believe that in a person.
Right.
You can feel it on them. It's like when you walk in a room, a person sees you and they're like, man, you have that it factor. It's something. But when you open your mouth,
that's it. And so if you want to get gender, you got to go to gender. Some stuff you can teach. Some stuff you got to go to the source. You know? Yeah. That's it.
So, you know, I feel like, you know, when you're an artist, you know, we have to get ready for a show. So what are some of the things you do to get ready for a performance? Do you have anything like you, do you do any type of vocal exercises? What is it that you do before you get ready?
I like to recluse, be by myself and, really, you know, just kind of meditate on what I'm trying to do and see myself performing. And I always reflect back to, you know, some times in life that were joyful for me as far as just performing and just focus on my objective of like what I want to do. I don't try to focus too much on the crowd or what's going to happen or the scenery firsthand. You just tap into who you are and what you're trying to relate on your show and stuff like that. And, that's it. I just focus on the objective in hand, you know, and everything.
So, with all the things that you're doing, for your children and your children to come, what legacy do you want to leave behind? What do you want them to remember, everyone to remember what Big Steve brought to the table in the industry?
Well, my main thing is, integrity and being someone of upward character, peace, love, and joy, and an honest man, you know, and, those things, I like to encompass and keep close, because at the end of the day, people are going to know you by the fruits of your labor and what you represent. So the products and stuff that I put out, I want them to portray it. So they say, oh man, I love what Big Steve doing. Well, what you hear Big Steve doing is who Big Steve is and stuff. So I paint pictures with my music, my poetry and artwork. So those are going to be the legacy. That's going to be the art that I leave behind. When I'm gone, that's going to be the masterpieces that are left.
Now, do you write all of your music, or do you have a co-writer?
I write my own music. I work with, of course, I produce as well, but I work with a producer, several producers that produce the instrumentation, but mostly, I produce and write my own content, unless, you know, we do features or whatever, or that aspect.
That is so wonderful. Now, this segment of my show, okay, I never put, you know, artists on the spot and have them saying, you know, as being an artist that does a lot of interviews and things, sometimes that can be annoying to have to say on an interview. So I never ask someone unless they want to. But this part of my show is called Put on the Spot. And so I'm going to list... And it just means I'm going to list five artists or five people that are influencers in this world, people that we, legends, you name. I'm just going to name some people, and you're going to tell me in one word, explain them in one word. Like, for instance, Trump, Donald Trump.
It's basically what you just named. One word, Trump. Trump. His name speaks for itself.
Just Trump, right?
Yeah.
Barry White.
Man, amazing.
Luther Vandross.
Poor. Man, out of this world. Vocally out of this world. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Whitney Houston.
You know, Whitney Houston is, undescribable. I don't think there will ever be someone of that caliber as far as female vocally and her delivery. Undescribed, speechless.
Yeah.
Big Steve. Big Steve. More to come.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. So, who would you like to work with? Would you like to work with any particular artist?
This young lady named Jinda Harris. Yeah. We got to work on that, Rick James and Tina Marie. They're Rick James, Tina Marie.
But you did say another one the other day. I think we talked on the phone, and you said, one with Marsha Ambrosia and Gerald.
Yeah. That remake they did, Ebony Eyes, we got that thing is off the chain. That would be awesome.
So if someone wanted to book Big C, how can they find you?
Well, if you want to book me, come book me. I got it written down here. Everything Entertainment, Mr. Lang McCoppin. You can reach him at 446-400-0943.
Okay, wonderful. So when's your next show? What's coming up for you?
Well, we're actually going to be in Union City, Georgia, where I'm going to perform for my home girl, Cookie Twist with a Live. So, you know, her birthday bash is going to be March.
Right now, that's our dear friend.
Cookie,
snap, snap with a twist.
Yes. Well, yeah, I'm going to let you do the snap.
Yes.
Snap with a twist, March 29th, Union City. Are you going to be there? You coming?
I'm a 29th.
Yeah, it's March.
I will be in Detroit. I perform in Detroit, and okay. I let her know. I said, "Yeah," because she reached out to me some months ago, but we already locked that date down, so
okay.
I'm gonna miss it this year, sadly.
Okay,
know.
Well, that's we're gonna do that Union City, and then April 17th we'll be in Spartanburg, South Carolina, Barnett Park with 803 Fresh, Maya B, and Mike Clark Jr. and DJ Chill Will. So that's April 7th.
You got one coming up with Pokey, don't you?
Yeah, and then we got that one coming up to Eastover, South Carolina, Jam Fest, Eastover Jam Fest, May 2nd. And May 3rd, Pokey Bear, Nelson Curry, Jake Carter. And we got my homeboy Big C on there and many others, Love Note. And I know I'm missing some people, but it's going to be an awesome event. It's going to be an awesome event. Then we got A Better Life music video, which you're in, is dropping tomorrow, which featuring Gita Jones.
Yeah.
And so, y'all check that thing out.
It's awesome. A nice video. Oh, yeah. Definitely. So, if you had one song that will play, and I'm going to keep it old school because I was born in the 70s, a Walkman. They don't even have Walkmans anymore. But if you had a song that could play and it would be a song that really means something to you, may not mean anything to someone else, but it means something to you, what song would that be? That one song that resonates with your spirit. It could be your own song. It could be a song that you just love.
Well, I'm going to pick my song, Celebrate You.
Wow.
And Celebrate You, Two Steppers Group. Because when I wrote that song, I mean, I've had issues with health and just being in a state of just depression and dark places and going through a lot of stuff. And when I wrote that song, it was by celebrating life. You can find that song on all social media platform. Celebrate You Too and Celebrate You. And it's about celebrating life and just enjoying what God has given you and making the best of situations. So from this day on, every day is going to be a birthday for me. It's going to be a holiday. And so it's uplifting and it's encouraging. So that right there, that's my anthem for going into this year. We're going to celebrate life. I'm going to celebrate myself.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, you know, for someone that's coming into the industry, what are some of the nuggets? What are some of the things that you think they need as an artist? If you have a name like Big Steve, you have a name like the Lady Songbird Agenda, everybody has a stage name or of some sorts. But in order to break into the market, what are some of the things that you had to do? Did you have to go to open mics? What is it some of the things that you have to do? What would you say to an upcoming artist to get themselves out there?
Be prepared to sacrifice. I mean, for people coming into the game and getting started, be prepared to sacrifice. Be prepared to invest in yourself. And sometimes what you want and what you expect is not going to be there. But stay encouraged, stay focused, listen to your heart, listen to God. Don't just go by what everybody says about you and what people feed you. Always stay encouraged and stay motivated. And just remember, God gave you your gift for a purpose. And even though they have a lot of people who can emulate and imitate, there's only one you. So just keep doing what you're doing, and eventually it will pay off. Don't give up on yourself. You're going to have your dark days. You're going to have your depressing days. But the sun is always on the other end of that horizon. Just stay productive and just keep it moving. Keep going. You know.
Now, it gets better. It does get better. Mm. So now how of what you said, do you see yourself in 10 years evolving to a artist that's picking up a Grammy? What's the goal? What's the ending goal for Big Steve? What do you see yourself?
Well, I don't see an ending. I see new beginnings, and I think I don't put a terminology on where I'm gonna be, because I'm gonna let it be a surprise. I'm just gonna keep doing me and keep running. Like when I play football, just give me the ball and I'm gonna make a way. You know what I'm saying? And whatever comes my way, I'm gonna tackle it head on. But I see positivity, and I can't describe exactly what is going to manifest in fully, because I'm just going to go with it. I'm going to go with what God gave me, and I know that on the other end of, if I keep doing what I'm doing and stay productive and stay focused, it's going to manifest into many things and stuff. So I'm not going to even describe anything to put a limit on it. I'm going to just say endless.
Now, how many, do you have a new album coming out, or how many albums do you already have out? And how can they find you?
You can find me on Big Steve Radio on YouTube. And I'm on all social media platforms. And I got probably got over 20 songs on there where in videos. But like I say, A Better Life, that's going to be the latest project that's going to be released tomorrow. And I have a song called Strolling. It kind of puts you in a bare white field, bass, baritone. This actually is on like number 96 on Media Base FM radio station Billboard charts. So it's playing all overseas and on FM radio right now. And we have more projects to come, more videos to come. So I'm gonna keep it moving. I'll keep it moving, because I'm a writer and as well as a singer-songwriter. So. And my videos narrate and they tell stories. They like short movies. So go to Big Steve Radio and you'll see a whole lineage of videos that you'll be entertained by watching. Yeah. That's what we do.
Now, as far as, you know, the music and the artist, you know, the arts that you have behind you, do you do a lot of portraits and things for other people as far as, that, do you sell them? How do people say, hey, I want a portrait made by Big Steve?
Yeah. Absolutely. You can email me if you want a portrait done. I'm getting back into it, because I used to do portrait painting quite a bit, and I kind of got away from a lot of it. I do inspiration pieces and portrait pieces. Like I say, my plan is like to do one as a blessing for you and Howard. I got all the material together. So, but if people want to contract services, they can actually reach me on my email, Lewis, that's Lewis 4698@gmail.com. Drop me a line, Lewis 4698@gmail.com, and you can describe what you're looking for and we can commune with that. But I do portrait art and inspirational pieces and stuff. So that's pretty much, you know, my thing as well. So most definitely.
So I know you're super, super excited to for your new music video to hit tomorrow all over the world, worldwide. What do you want people to take away from that video that's coming out with Gigi Jones tomorrow?
Well, again, it's the video, A Better Life, is encouragement. So basically, what sparked that video is I had some issues, and I was going through some things, and I was looking like, you know, you could take this situation and be depressed about it, or you could take and learn from it and work forward toward having a better situation and a better life, build a better life for yourself. So when people listen to this video and song, I want them to receive where you are. If it's in a negative situation or connotation, you don't have to be there. Better days are coming. Just plan for a better day, a better way, and work toward it, and it will manifest itself. As long as you just keep pushing and going forward. So it's all about positivity. It's all about better days. It's all about a better life, making a better life, better planning for yourself. So when they hear it and they see it, they'll get the point.
Now, in closing, is there anything that you would like to say that you left out for an upcoming artist to inspire them? We've already discussed about keep going, but what are some of the things, a key thing that they would need to do to get started as an artist?
Well, I would say just surround yourself by people that are supportive and have your back, and just be mindful that not everybody's there for your happiness and your success, but just stay focused on who you are and what you're trying to do. And just remember, the gift that you have was anointed to you for a reason.
That's right.
And just stay focused. You're going to have people that's going to tell you stuff and they don't have your best intentions in mind. You're going to have people that's going to say things. You're going to hear stuff that gets you, that's going to get you discouraged, but yeah. Just stay encouraged. Just stay encouraged. And you may not be for everybody. That's what I learned too. You may not be, it's like tools in the toolbox. A screwdriver ain't designed to do what a hammer does, and a hammer doesn't do what a scale does. You have a job, you have a purpose. So keep working in your vein and your purpose, and God will bless you with that, you know.
So someone to contact you in closing, how can they reach you to book you for a show?
Again, reach out to me through my promoter, my manager, Lang McCoppin, Everything Entertainment. And his number is 1-440-640-0943. That's 1-440-640-0943. And if you would like to contract me as an artist, for just an art show or poetry, or just want me to do portrait artwork for you, you can hit me up on my email at lewis4698@gmail.com. That's Lewis, lewis4698@gmail.com. I apologize.
Y'all got that? If y'all don't get it, you can always go back, because this is going to be available 24/7, this episode. Yeah. So you can definitely come in. Big Steve, thank you so much for sharing your life, your journey. Please just keep us in mind. If you ever want to come back, we thank you so much here. Soul to Soul Sit Down. I really appreciate you. This was my baby. This was my vision. And who else would know another artist like another artist would? So my thing is, I wanted this platform to be very positive, enlightening, and also share our journeys with each and every one of us, because we're all walking the same walk.
Right.
And I thank you so much once again. And always imparting, remember, it is okay to support another artist. I promise you, promise you, promise you, it will not dim your shine.
That's
until next Thursday, I want to see you. Soul to Soul Sit Down. Thank you so much.
With the lady songbird, Jinda Hurst. And ladies, I want you to keep it locked right here. And you can go to the website, StudioW.buzz. StudioW.buzz is on YouTube, Facebook, and also our live stream, www.studiow.buzz. And next week, join us at the same time, same station, 12 p.m. on the west, 3 p.m. on the east. Hey, stay tuned and keep it locked, everyone. And come back later tonight for a music show. Yours truly, I'll be hosting that, and we have a great time as usual. But in the meantime, I think we'll exit with something like this.